you look for an opportunity to drive a wedge between your grandma and the American soldier. You find the happy couple sitting in the stone picnic shelter at the top of Greenmount Hill, looking very cozy. Soldier Boy is in the midst of an animated speech explaining the origins of the handsome stone structure they're sitting under.
Our boys built this as a gift to Kulin Gadda while on R&R during World War II, he says loudly.
Grandma appears impressed. Is that right? You smother a snort. That phrase of wonderment will become her catch cry in the years and decades ahead.
Yes, our countries are great allies and enjoy the warmest of international relations, he says, wiggling his eyebrows and draping an arm casually over her shoulder.
You feel your blood boil and find yourself approaching the couple.
Ah, yes, like blindly following you into every military misadventure. From Korea to Vietnam, Iraq to Afghanistan, you rant.
Then quickly realize you've just predicted global events that won't transpire for another 50 or 60 years. The soldier stares at you blankly, while a faint flicker of recognition seems to pass over your grandmother's perplexed features.
What on earth are you talking about? Soldier Boy demands. If it wasn't for our military muscle, you colonials would be speaking Japanese by now.
You're pleased to hear Grandma chide. There's no need for that sort of talk. You hide a smile behind your hands. These are words she'll utter to your grandfather countless times over their many years of marriage. If you can just make sure they do, in fact, get married. Soldier Boy tries to regain his composure.
Sorry, honey. I'm just a proud patriot, and nothing gets me riled up more than someone disrespecting our forces' efforts to make the world a safer place. Look, let's go see those darn porpoise like we planned.
He slaps his knee, as if the matter is settled. The mention of porpoise rings a bell, and you're sure you've heard Grandma talk about how Grandpa won her heart at Jack Evans' famous pools. But where's Grandpa?
Do you?
1. Follow the couple to the porpoise pools to try and sabotage any potential coupling. Clearly, Grandma is more charmed by this soldier than you thought, and you need to up your sabotaging game against this wily contender. Follow the path down the mountain, south, following it around Rainbow Bay to the far side of Snapper Rocks. Or, 2. Go off in search of your grandfather to make sure he gets there to rekindle their romance. You're going to need much more help than you thought. You're out of fresh ideas, and your grandpa is always quick off the mark with those. He's sure to have a better plan. You remember the boat harbor is a favorite haunt of his, so you head there. Walk down the road, past the surf club, across Boundary Road, and around to the park by the harbor.